This is the Welsh Man on the Above Top Secret Podcast Network.
Hey everyone. I was reading through the AboveTopSecret.com forum just today, and I came across a post about it was about S4 and Papoose Lake. Now let me bring this up for you guys. It's called Papoose Lake Installation Doesn't Exist. And the poster is called What Is Going On, which is weird. He says, I have been researching Area 51 and other installations for a while now, and from what I can gather, there is no evidence whatsoever about the S4 base near Papoose Lake. Even though Groom Lake is never discussed with the public, researchers have managed to gain a lot of information from the base about the base. The only evidence we have about S4 is hearsay from supposed workers. I don't believe that S4 does exist, but primarily because there is no point in the base being there, and there is not one single piece of evidence. Now, I have something to say, and I know a lot of people here have said it before. I do believe that there is a base on Papoose Lake. It's absolutely totally possible. If you were to look in some of the high-resolution photos of the Papoose Lake area where the entrance is supposed to be, there are rocks and trees and land configured to look normal. But it almost looks too normal, as if it was made to look that way. It almost looks suspiciously real, like almost too real. And that would leave me to believe that there is something here, and there is a cover-up to try to hide it. Which makes absolutely perfect sense. Because, I mean, and the reason is, well, we don't hear about it, maybe because it's a way above top secret base. I mean, this is more top secret than Area 51. This is alien and biological testing, human-alien hybridization tests, chemical weapon tests, biological tests, AIDS, stuff like that, doing that in there. You would never hear about that. And so it would be perfectly hidden. Also, if you look at Papoose Lake, there are roads built out on that lake for absolutely no reason whatsoever. There are not runways, but roads. And I can't understand, leading up towards the entrance, and then they just stop. And if anyone would sense, would be like, well, what are those doing there? If you would not have a base for absolutely no reason, you would need roads. The government would not waste money just putting roads. Oh, let's put roads there, and put roads there, and put roads there. Let's put a road leading to the mountain. Let's put a road on top of a mountain, and let's put that road over there and not connect them at all. That's what it is. The roads are just willy-nilly, and they have to be perfectly placed for a reason like that, which would mean that there is something there. What are the odds that if you think about it, what are the odds that there is roads out in the middle of nowhere near a suspected highly top secret base? What are the odds that there are just self-terminating roads in the middle of nowhere near a suspected site of an above top secret base? I mean, it's absolutely possible if you think about it. And, yes, we know Bob Lazar. Bob Lazar's a liar. I technically do believe Bob Lazar is a liar. I just think that he's another Area 51, enthusiast and just wanted to get some publicity. And his sketches, look really good, and his sketches are really nice, but, I can draw pictures of Aurora and aerial and UFOs all I want. Doesn't mean they're ever going to be real. Doesn't mean that I've seen them and worked and reverse engineered and that doesn't mean anything. As long as if we had photographic evidence and military documents of some sort, then yeah, I can totally understand. Well, he's probably telling the truth. If we have photos that don't look doctored, and we have military documents that don't look doctored, I could totally see that he's not a liar. But we have no proof of where he went to school. We have, he has papers, but the government does not say where he is. And I know there's that story that, well, the government knows he's telling the truth, so they're trying to make him look like a liar, and they get rid of all his sources and his schoolwork, but, okay, the government doesn't have any proof of where he went, or any school, any high school he went to. No school says that they have records of him as a student, even though he knows quantum physics, which is kind of weird. Anyway, I don't know. I can't explain. He didn't go to school, yet there's no proof of him ever going to school, yet he is trained in quantum physics. I don't know how that works. But yeah, he says he has sketches of UFOs. Sketches? We don't need sketches. Sketches don't help us. I mean, if we had photos of the inside, or maybe you could bring home some pieces of the aircraft that we could determine, of the UFO that we could determine are not of earthly origin, then yeah, go ahead, believe for you, we believe you. I would believe him if I were to see these photos of UFOs, or him working on them, or him bringing home pieces of it, or military documents saying that, oh, well, memos and stuff like that, and I would totally believe him. But until we have that kind of evidence from him or anyone else, I'm a little bit skeptical about, oh, well, I'm a worker from S4, or I'm a worker from the sub-levels of Area 51 working with the aliens. I'm gonna have a hard trouble believing you unless you have video proof, photo proof, paper documented proof, or physical proof. Until then, too bad, Jack. I do believe that we do have S4 out there. I mean, if, it's absolutely possible, and in the close range that, Groom Lake is, Papoose Lake, it's absolutely possible that they could be connected underground by an underground tram system, or a trolley, or tunnels, or something like that. You know, even teleport. We're gonna go the Stargate theory here, you know? We got Stargates. I doubt that, but whatever. I do totally believe that we have a site out there. That's S4 is out there. It is kind of weird that we're testing UFOs there, even though there's no runways or whatnot. But we never know. They could have modified the land so that the top of the mountain opens up and releases a UFO. Because don't forget, UFOs can take off vertically and or teleport and stuff. So I could totally see that happening. I can absolutely. Yes, I can. And it's just that Lazar is the only thing that I have a problem believing. It's just that he has no documented proof of him working, being hired for the government, working for the government at all, going to school for quantum physics, even though he knows it, which is kind of weird. That's one thing I can't explain. And he has no photo evidence of documents, or videos, or little pieces of extraterrestrial craft, nothing. If I worked at S4, I'm taking photos, bringing home pieces of crap. I don't care. I'm gonna do it. If I were to work at S4 or work at Area 51, I am bringing crap home. Seriously, I would not believe Lazar until we get physical proof that he worked there. If he ever comes across some old photos he forgot he took or whatnot, yeah. Until then, sorry. Alright, so, yeah, I'm done with my little thing. If you want to respond, go right ahead. This is The Ranchman signing off of the Above Top Secret Podcast Network.